Stephen Jaden, a 54-45 win over MMCRU coach, and a game in which it wasn't working out for you early on. Got some good looks, but they just weren't falling. Down 7 early on. Hunter Decker hits that big 3 in the closing seconds of the first quarter, and he never trailed from that point on.
Yeah, you know, we told the guys before the game, we said, you know, whatever it takes, it doesn't have to be pretty. You know, you got to be able to make it work in tournament time. And we definitely didn't get off to the quickest start, and it definitely wasn't our best played game. And you know, got to give MMCRU credit. I mean, they get after it. They're so scrappy.
Yeah.
They really jump passing lanes well. We got a little loose with the basketball there. But, you know, they made some runs, and, you know, we bounced back. We had some, you know, we knocked our free throws down very well tonight. You know, we attacked the basket in the press and transition. So, you know, we just told them, hey, you know, you got the win. That's all you got to do. You don't get style points in this time of the year, and we're moving on to Thursday, so we're happy about that.
17 of 25, you were at the free throw line. What was the commentary at halftime as you led 23-15?
Well, we wanted to keep pushing it. You know, we felt that if we could make it more of an 84-foot game, it would favor us. You know, they had some guys in some foul trouble, and it affected the way. I mean, you know, Holmes is a good player and really couldn't display all that tonight because he was in foul trouble often. So, you know, I really liked the way we started the third quarter, but you know, we kind of did our little patented about 90-second, two-minute nap in there. And, you know, they took advantage of it. So, like I said, we were just lucky to get to scrap out of here and survive in advance.
Caden Krager, as that fourth quarter progressed, hit what would be his only field goal of the night. But it was a biggie, pushed it to a 44-37 lead, and then a free throw after made it an 8-point game, a big sequence there.
Yeah, I mean, you push it from 5-8. They had a lot of momentum. Anytime you can get a quick score after they get a bucket, you know, that's so huge. I just think for the mental part of the game. But, you know, Caden had to play a ton of minutes for us tonight. You know, we got some guys out with injuries. We had the flu bug hit the team. So, you know, Caden was really had to step up. And I was really pleased with how he was able to play defense tonight with moving his feet, without getting in foul trouble. That's kind of been an Achilles heel of his this year. So, you know, he gave us a big inside presence tonight. And even though he didn't score, he's such a good rebounder in there for us.
Mac had 15. And talk about stepping up in the second half. Brady did just that with all 14 of his points.
Yeah, you know, Brady just kind of finds a way to wiggle his way to the rim there. You know, we had a talk about a few possessions there where I maybe needed something a little bit different out of him. But, you know, he's such a fun kid to coach and such a competitive kid. You know, he knows, hey, Brady's thing is he knows he's not going to make every play, but he's the type of guy that wants the ball in those situations, and you love to have those guys. So to have, you know, seniors like Mac and Brady tonight to kind of bring our young guys along and really their first district action, and we told them it's a different speed, it's a different intensity at the district level. And I'm just lucky that we got our first one out of the way, and we can kind of got some of those first quarter jitters out, and hopefully what we're going to need to start much quicker Thursday night if we want to be in that ball game and try to advance again on to Tuesday.
Yeah, tough team awaits you Thursday in Remsen St. Mary's, no doubt about that. Hunter Tenninger did well for the Royals with 24 points, but how'd you feel about your defense tonight?
You know, yeah, outside of him, you know, he's a very good athlete inside. He's got very quick feet. You know, that's where he beat us a lot on that spin move, and we weren't quite rotated as well as we needed to be. But part of that is, you know, we put a lot of focus on Schmidt, and I thought we did an excellent job on him.
Yeah, he scored their first 5 and was shut out for quite a while after that.
You know, I thought one of the big situations that was key for us in the first half was I think it was Mac turned the ball over, sprinted back, you know, got in position to take a charge and picked up Schmidt second, and they had to sit him on the bench, and we made a little bit of a run there. So, you know, little things like that throughout the game, but I was really happy with the way the guys played with him because he's a very nice player, and he was a big part of our focus. And, you know, by putting a lot more attention on him, you open some things up inside, but that was a risk we were willing to take tonight.
Sioux Central gets the win in 1A District first-round play here in Sioux Rapids, 54-45 over MMCRU, and off to Remsen St. Mary's on Thursday. Coach Jaden, thanks for stopping up. Congratulations.
Thank you, Ryan. Appreciate it.